Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Okay, family, friends, and strangers, on today's podcast, I get to spend some time with a sweet friend of mine that I just met in July, and her name is Leslie Ann, and she is going to tell us a little bit about the health journey that she has been on for the last few years, actually, and I've only participated in her world in the last 3 months. But let's start just understanding a little bit about who Leslie Ann is. So, hello and welcome, and thanks for coming.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about who you are. Where do you live? What do? Who do you hang out with?
I live up on Pasqua, and I live with my husband and my child. I have one kid. I work full time, and yeah.
Awesome. She has a wicked sense of humor. I'm just ad-libbing a little bit in here. She has a huge heart and the best giggle that you've ever heard. So that's what I know about her as well. She watches her kid play all of her sports, and she is now a member of the K2 gym as well. We didn't mention that part.
No.
Okay. Why did we start hanging out? What made you come into the world of K2 health and into the gym?
It was my healing journey. I started about 3 years ago. I started with therapy. And from there, I started working on my mental health, and it led to me needing to do more physically. So that's how I ended up here.
That's right. So I asked her, what was the deciding moment that you remember needing to make a decision to do something different? And Leslie had this bit of a story around, you know, making this decision that she needed to start healing, and started a bit of a healing journey, which was about 3 years ago. So tell me about that moment when you made the decision to start this whole process.
So it started one night. It was on my third day of being in pain from my car accident, which I had broken my back. So I was crying, and you know, I was hurting pretty bad, and I started questioning myself on how I was gonna, you know, fix this. I could either fix it or give up. And so I decided to fix it. So I started questioning myself on how I was gonna fix it. And I decided to start moving more. And then I started the therapy. And then from the therapy, I got to the gym.
Yep. And when I met Leslie Ann back in July, I was starting the diabetes program, and our mutual friend was shoulder tapping people that had been diagnosed with diabetes and inviting them to be participating in this program. And so I met Leslie Ann, and I said, okay, so you want to start the gym? And she told me, yes, but I won't be able to do very much because I have a broken back from a car accident. And so my mobility and my physical abilities are significantly impacted. And, you know, that's going to kind of hold me back. And how's that going? How's the gym going?
It's actually, I'm pretty shocked at how far I came. It came from doing very modified work to actually, I can now jump, I can walk one mile, and I can row a mile, you know. And I started out, I was only at 200. I could barely push on the rower.
Yeah, like this is a friend that came in and was doing a 200 meter row and was feeling winded, and now she is every day coming in here and rowing her mile because she's on my team for team health versus education. And I'm expecting everybody on team health to get busy. So now she's rowing 1,000 meters. And the first time you did that was a pretty big deal.
Yes, it was.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about diabetes in your world. What was your lifestyle like when you got your diagnosis?
So my lifestyle was pretty bad. We ate a lot of junk food. You know, I didn't work out. Just worked, came home and slept. And, you know, it wasn't pretty at all. Right up until I was diagnosed, I actually put myself in the hospital being on fast food like every day and not eating right.
Yeah. And so when you got the diabetes diagnosis, were you given some support as far as understanding the disease, how it came about, and how to properly manage the lifestyle to support this diagnosis? What did you know after you were told you had diabetes?
I didn't know much. They didn't really give me too much info, just a bunch of papers, and was like, take these meds at these times and just watch your sugar. So I didn't have much insight on diabetes, although I did have my mom, who is a dietitian, that helped me a lot with it.
And in the last 3 months, what have you learned about yourself and your diagnosis and the things that are helping you? What kinds of stuff have you learned about yourself?
Well, one of the big wins was during the parade, I was able to walk the parade all the way. I wasn't able to do that before. Within the 3 months, I've learned that, you know, I got off my medication. I'm off my insulin. I'm cut back on my metformin. And
can we just say that again for the people in the back? In the last 3 months, you've come off two of your medications. She's off of her insulin. She's coming off of metformin. She's weaning off of Ozempic.
Yeah.
And what are other people noticing?
They're noticing that my attitude has changed. I feel more energetic. I'm happy. My face is slimming out. My stomach's going down. My shirts and my sweaters are all getting baggy on me within 3 months.
Yeah. Like every time I hang out with this woman on a Wednesday, she shows me another outfit that she couldn't wear a little while ago. Like, you see this ribbon skirt? I couldn't put it on the other, or like the last time there was an event, couldn't pull up that ribbon skirt, and she was rocking it with a little extra room out the side. So definitely has slimmed down. Does the scale show you a huge decrease in weight, or are you staying about the same with your weight because you're building muscle?
Well, for the first while, I was staying steady at the same weight. And I just weighed myself the other day and I lost like 4 pounds.
4 pounds. But that is not, 4 pounds doesn't sound like much. Like some people are fluctuating 4 pounds throughout the week. You know, you can get up, use the washroom and have 4 pounds change on the scale, but this scale is not your friend when you're coming to the gym and getting stronger, because you are a significantly smaller woman than you were in July, and yet only 4 pounds is what you're noticing on the scale.
I am.
Yeah.
But I'm also noticing my back is stronger. I'm able to bend and able to walk without being winded.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you a story, that one of my favorite stories of hearing about the strength win, because sometimes we have to find these other wins because the scale isn't the win. And so earlier this summer, they went camping. Tell us the camping story from last year's camping trip to this year's camping trip.
Right. So this last year's camping trip, my sisters and my mom had to set up everything while I watched, because I couldn't put in the tent pegs. I couldn't help with anything. And so they were doing a lot of it and I felt helpless. And, you know, and then this year I went down, I was able to help out with everything. And it was a big win for me. I loved it.
Yeah. When she came back from camping, she's like, guess what? I put the tent pegs in. And I wasn't really sure what that meant. And then I got the backstory about how last year her back was so bad and she was so weak, putting tent pegs in was not a functional movement she could accomplish. But this year you can do those functional things, like put tent pegs in.
Yes.
There was another win that you were talking about. When I asked you before, what's another health win that you have had that you're feel more like the mental health side of things? Like, what are you, not physical health, but what are you feeling mental health wise that's been a bit of a change in the last even 2 years, 3 years?
Just my overall train of thought. I was in a depression mode. And it was pretty bad. So And then working out, you're able to get those frustrations and everything out, and it changes your mindset. And I'm more, you know, happy and and content and everything.
How often are you using physical movement or physical exercise as a form of medicine? How often are you going to the gym?
I go about 3 to 4 times
a
week, but I've been catching myself wanting to come more.
So that's what you told me last week is, I'm catching myself wanting to go to the gym more, and I wasn't letting them come to the gym more than 3 times a week at the beginning, because I truly believe our body needs to build up that threshold. I believe we need to recover and repair. I didn't want anybody getting sore or injured, but I think I have to let the reins off this horse as she is about to release, because if you are itching to go to the gym more and you are feeling those benefits, I get that. And you're smart. You're stretching. She does really great programming. What is one of the physical goals you have set for yourself? I think this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to do an actual burpee.
Yep.
And I am getting there. I wasn't able to jump, and now I can jump. And then I wanted to run the mile.
Yep.
So I'm getting there. I can walk it.
Yep. So I think those are fantastic. To do an actual burpee and to run 1 mile are her physical goals. Those I know she's going to achieve. We're going to set goals beyond that. It's going to be, remember when your goal was to do 1 burpee, and we're going to laugh about that at some point, because you're going to be doing lots of things. Tell me, what's still a struggle? What are you still working on, or is a work in progress?
My struggle is probably the eating healthy is a big one. I do struggle with that, but I'm coming to and getting meal prep done and slowly changing.
Yeah,
it is a struggle. And also to get out of bed sometimes, you know, I do have the waves.
Yeah.
That make me not want to come down here. But once I get down here and start working out, it feels way better.
Yeah. And the nutrition part is always one of the harder pieces to fit in. So, you know, drinking your water, you got that one handled. The movement piece, you got that handled. And the nutrition piece, every week there's another little change. She tries a new vegetable, tries a new recipe, makes a vow to only eat out a couple of times in a week and sticks to it.
You really feel that when you start working out.
Yeah. How does it feel when you've had a bunch of takeout?
Oh, it feels gross. I don't like it.
I know. There's always those consequences to those decisions in the moment that feel like the right choice, but then you regret it later. So, tell me if you have any words of wisdom, anything that you want to share with people about this journey. And if people hear themselves in your story a little bit, hear themselves, you know, feeling depressed or feeling like they don't want to, they have to make a choice of getting better or giving up. What would you say to somebody that is where you were 3 years ago?
I would tell you, you know, get to therapy. You know, it's okay to reach out. It's fine. I know I was one who was taught not to, you know, look into these kind of things. It was something that was frowned upon, that it wasn't good. But as I got older and started thinking for myself, I got into therapy and I got into, you know, opening up to people. And it's okay to be selfless, and it's okay to take that time to make time for yourself. Whether it be journaling, whether it'll be, you know, just taking care of your own health.
Tell me about the trickle effect you're seeing at home. What's happening at home now that you're doing this work?
The things that have been happening at home is my baby started joining a bunch of sports because she wants to be fit like mommy. I actually got my husband now to start coming to the gym. He's going to start this Wednesday. So it's rubbing off on them now.
Yep.
They see me way better than I was before, because I wasn't the best back in the day, that struggled with, you know, mental health. And I wasn't really fit at the time because of my broken back. But now they see the difference, and mom's happy. And when I get back to the gym, I have so much energy and I can stay up with them and not just go lay down and stay in the room till the next day.
Yeah. And those are the wins that I want you to really focus on, because I remember maybe a month or so ago, the discouragement because the scale hadn't moved.
Yeah.
But when we really delve in to how many things have improved in your life, who cares? Let's throw the scale out and never get on it again.
Oh, yeah. I don't get on the scale anymore.
That thing is not going to help us out in any way. And I don't think it's just in your house that people are being motivated and seeing how exciting it must be to start to feel better. Because last week, another person came in because everyone's seeing how great you're looking and feeling and sounding at work. And that trickle effect is happening in all of your environments, you know, with family back home and with your family here and with your coworkers. You are just exuding a kind of vibrance that people want to have. Yeah.
Well, me and my sister talked about this weekend because she used to come over and all we do is lay there in bed and snack. And that was all we did. But this week we actually got out. We came to the gym here, and after that we went to the city. You know, it totally changed everything.
Yeah, I got a text message. My sister and I are going down to the gym, and I'm like, absolutely. You guys go use the gym anytime you want. Which I don't know if that was how you guys spent time together before, but I think that's such a great way to spend time with others.
Right. She even said that we used to be just depressy, laying in the bed, just venting.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, any last final words that you want to share with anybody before we wrap up? I usually like to make people listen to us for 15 or 20 minutes or so. So anything else that you want to share about this entire journey that's made it worthwhile?
Right. Don't give up.
Right.
Don't give up, because I came to that breaking point to where it was, do I give up? You know, I was so depressed and I didn't know what to do. And I'm glad that I pushed through and I questioned myself, well, how am I going to get better? And I got better. You know, it's not easy. Life isn't easy. Everyone has a story and everyone's going through something. And grief is heavy too. That's one main thing that I'm going through. But with all that, you know, you do have people that will support you. You just got to ask and look, and you can find them. And then they'll change your life.
Yeah.
They'll help.
Well, I know you have changed mine for sure. And I appreciate everything that you have done for me, for my gym, for the people that are surrounding us. And I just think the world of you. So thank you so much for agreeing to do this podcast. When I first asked her, she's like, what? What are you talking about, Willis? I don't know about that. So she agreed to do this, and she is standing here doing a fantastic job. So thank you once again. And if anybody else wants to reach out, if you are listening to this today and you think, okay, today, this was my sign for this moment in time, I am supposed to do something, send me a message. You can use any of my platforms, and let's get you started on your journey. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.